All right. 好，11点啊。Okay. 委身基督的人生。
Life committed to Christ.
这是我们今天要读的经文，我们还没读过吧？还没读过。
No. So the scripture we are going to read today.
好。我们就一块来读吧。
Let's read the scripture together.
我选的这一段的经文是在马可福音。
Mark chapter 14.
Yeah. 哎呀，我说我选的，因为这个故事的是好几个福音都有的，我选的是马可福音。好，我们一块来念，好不好
？Let's read this together.
那么念的时候呢，特别注意这个白字打出来的。
So let's pay attention to the,
马可福音
the highlighted words.
14章第三节。好，请。耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶，至贵的真拿大香膏来，打破玉瓶，把香膏浇在的头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何必这样把黄费的这香膏可以卖20多两银子周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说，由他吧，为什么要为难他呢？他在我身上所做的是一件美事。第七节，因为常有穷人和你们同在，但他们行善随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。他所做的是靠他所能的，他是为我安葬的事把香膏预先浇在我的头上。在什么地方传的福音，也要述说这女人的以为纪念。 OK, good。 今天呢，我要跟大家先看两个画面，很快的。
So let's look at two pictures together.
把香膏浇在主耶稣基督的头上。
So the perfume on top of Jesus' head.
另外一个画面。
So the other picture here.
Okay. 这里所记载的呢，是耶稣向普世宣告的一件美事。
So here what's recorded is Jesus told the whole world this
is a beautiful thing. 是一个尊主王权委身基督的典范。
This is an example to respect the king and commit to
Christ. 可以做我们的榜样，可以做我们的榜样。
So, this is an example for us.
那么今天要跟大家分享几点啊。委身基督的人生，那么我们要看看是哪几种的委身。一
，So life committed to Christ,
毫无保留的。
What are the commitments? The number one is unreserved commitment.
是全然为主的委身。
It's a total commitment to Christ.
Yes, 是要把握时机的委身。
Grasping the opportunity type of commitment.
最后，不看环境的委身。
And do not be affected by the environment.
OK, 我们一条条很快的来看啊。毫无保留的委身。
Unreserved commitment.
首先我们看怎么毫无保留。
What does it mean, this is unreserved?
第三节告诉我们，那个女人把这个香膏的瓶子打破了。
So verse 3 told us the woman broke the jar, alabaster jar.
打破了玉瓶。
She broke the alabaster jar.
那么这个玉瓶呢，圣经刚才我们读的也记载了。记载什么呢？很贵的。
So the Bible told us it's very expensive.
里面装的香膏很贵。
The perfume inside is very expensive.
玉瓶本身都已经很贵了。
The jar itself is already expensive.
但是呢，这个女人就把它打破了。
And the woman broke it.
然后呢，就通通把香膏通通倒出来，浇在主的头上。
And poured the perfume over Jesus' head.
呀，我们仔细再想想这个打破玉瓶的事情。
Let's ponder on the meaning of a broken, the break or broken the alabaster jar.
这个玉瓶里面装的香膏是很贵的，刚才说过了。
So the alabaster jar had an expensive perfume inside.
根据圣经的记载是什么？
How expensive.
多贵啊！
So according to the Bible,
一年的工资。
So the price is equivalent to a person's
我不敢问你一年赚多少钱。
I don't want to ask how much you earn a year.
不管你赚多少钱。
No matter how much you earn.
你愿意把一年的工资都奉献出来吗？
Are you willing to give all your year's salary?
我已经看过了教会的财务报告。
I reviewed the financial report from the bulletin.
还差得很远呢。
There's a large gap.
好像建堂基金还缺了，有吗？我没看错吗？
I noticed that there's
怎么会呢？
The building.
对不起啊，题外话了。吃饭的时候告诉我。
So, tell me more during that lunch.
看看有没有一个人能够愿意把你一年的工资。奉献出来。
Let's see who is willing to give all one's full.
这个是毫无保留的奉献。
And offer all of that.
啊。
So this is.
那么这个女人就是毫无保留。
So this woman gave all.
虽然是很贵。
Even though it's very expensive.
完全倒出来了。
But she poured it out.
把自己倒空了。
She broke it and poured herself out.
倒空了。
Poured herself out for the sake of Christ.
献她所能，尽她所能。
She did all she could.
第八节说的。
In verse 8,
我跟大家介绍一个人讲了一句很出名的话，戴德森牧师。
So there's a famous saying from a pastor Hudson Taylor.
Yeah. Hudson Taylor 听过吗？
Have you heard about Hudson Taylor?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I can count on one hand only. That's all. Hudson Taylor 是英国人，医生，医生。
Is an English.
1865年的时候，一八六五年呐，多少年以前呐？他从英国到中国去。
He went from England to China.
那个时候，中国的福音只有传到中国的沿岸。
So gospel was spread to the coastal cities in China.
中国的内地。
The inland cities in China.
听不到福音。
It have never heard of gospel.
所以戴德森就到内地去传福音。
So Hudson Taylor went inland.
所以1865年就在内，就在中国成立了。内地会。
So he established the local church.
内地会啊，这个名字不是 church, it's a mission. It's a mission.
Inland mission.
Yeah.
Inland mission.
记得了哈，我下次来会考的。
Please remember this. If I come back again, I'm going to quiz on this.
但是我不说我要来啊。那。这个是戴德森，他说了一句名言，好多名言，这是其中一句。假如我一千，有一千英镑，中国可以全然自取。Let me do it in English. If I have £1,000, I will not leave a Guangdong nut for China. If I have 1,000 lives, I will not leave one. I will not leave one life for China, 全然的奉献。这是戴德森的名言。牧师，我说错了吗？
This is famous saying.
没有错。
Hudson Taylor.
错了，说错了，我故意说错的。
I purposely said it wrong.
他自己开始是说这句话，后来他想想，他说错了，他自己说错了。
He started saying this one, then he said himself, he said it wrong.
他怎么改啊？
That,
听啊，假如我有一千英镑，我的主可以全然自取。 of Christ. 我的主可以全然自取。
If I have a thousand pounds, my Lord can take them all.
假如我有千条的生命，我的主可以不留下一条不给主。
If I have a thousand lives, I will
never spare one. 这是全然奉献。
这
是毫无保留的奉献。
So that's the total offering.
我想我说够了。因为下面我还 有很多要说的，这是戴德生的名言啊。那么华传刚才牧师已经介绍过了，我侍奉的一个机构。
So Gospel International is one of the ministries, Brother John.
我们有一个信念。
So we have a belief.
为己无所求，为主无所留。Let me do it in English.For self, nothing I seek, nothing I seek, S-E-E-K. For self, nothing I seek. 听到了吗？ OK, 为主无所留 so, for the Lord, nothing I
keep.
Nothing I keep. 一个是 seek, 一个是 keep.押韵的很好听的原文，全然的奉献，这个是全然的奉献，毫无保留的
total commitment, there's no reservation.
假如这个是 宣道年会的话，假如啊，假如我会跟大家说一个故事，我很喜欢。
If it's a gospel gathering, I'm going to share a story.
什么故事呢？我说有一天
，The story goes, one day,
有一条猪 ，pig, 猪
，There's a pig.
Yeah, 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 pig. No mistake, pig. 还有一只鸡
，and a chicken.
啊，鸡
，chicken,
yeah. Correct. Yeah. 幸亏不是广东人，广东翻译的不知道在哪里。好，一匹猪，一只鸡，他们两个人，哎，不是人，他们两个走过一间教会，
a pig
走过一间教会
，a chicken walking past a church，
教会的外面有一个牌子
，outside the church，
美国教会
，there's a sign，
说什么？Missionary son a breakfast.
It says,
宣教早餐
Missionary breakfast.
菜单也放在下面了
The menu is listed.
已经猜到是什么了
So you can guess what the menu says.
What's the menu?
Egg and ham.、
啊、
Egg and ham, right?
That's right. 、ham and cheese.No, ham and egg.
Egg and ham, yeah. 鸡蛋和火腿。
Yeah, 鸡蛋和火腿。那么这个鸡呢，一想，我，哎，他就跟猪说，哎，我们可以帮忙啊，我可以奉献我的鸡蛋呢、啊。
Chicken talk to pig.
我可以奉献我的鸡蛋。
We can help. I can offer my eggs.
他要煎蛋嘛，我有啊。
I have a.
我就奉献我的鸡蛋。
I offer the eggs.
猪呢
？Then the pig.
No way.
Pig said no way.
猪啊，不是每一个猪，每条猪，每条猪都是笨呐、啊？你以为猪笨呐、啊、
？Not all pigs are stupid.
猪很精明的。
Pig is very smart.
那么这条猪是特别精明，我不干，我不干。
So this pig is a super smart thing. I'm not.
你奉献鸡蛋是每天都可以做的。
You offer eggs that you can produce every day.
对吧？那我奉献我的火腿。
If I offer my ham.
我要流血舍命的。
I need to give my life.
这个不是小事了。
This is not a small thing.
他就不干。这个猪很聪明啊。 我可以看一个漫画，很有趣的漫画。
He doesn't want it, want to do it.
这个漫画画得很好，就是有一点美中不足。
So there's a something imperfect about this.
OK, 考你一下，很快的，什么地方不足？
Which part is missing?
快，什么地方不对了？
Which part is not right?
不完全，不是不对。
Not
什么地方不完全了？
Which part is not complete?
有鸡嘛，对吧？
There's a chicken here.
猪呢？有啊。
There's a pig.
不是活生生的吗？还没有看出来，他没有舍命啊，他瘸腿了。
Here's a, he's a limping. He only lost.
这个漫画不足就在那里了啊。
So the that's in.
那我想说的是什么呢？全然奉献是要舍命的。
So here I want to say,
全然奉献是要舍命的。
Is to give a life.
刚才我提的戴德生医生。
When I mentioned the.
从英国到中国。
He went from England to China.
在中国侍奉。
Served in China.
结果是吧？死在中国。
And died in China.
一去不回。
He went there and never returned.
这个都是早期的宣教士啊。
So this is a
全然的奉献。
This is their early missionary.
在这里我打一个小叉子。
Give all their lives.
但是这个叉子很重要的小叉子。今天华人教会北美也好其他地方也好很喜欢派短宣队。
So nowadays, many Chinese churches like to send the missionary.
我不是反对短宣队。
The short missionary trips. I'm not against
those. 但是有的短宣队太短了。
But sometimes those short missionary trips are too short.
没有做到短宣的目的啊，没有达到。
They did not accomplish.
一去就回来了。
Purpose of a missionary, they went there.
对我常说一句，
and then hop out.
我没办法了，我就是这样赶进了。
No problem, go ahead.
只有四十分钟。啊，短宣队是又去就回来了嘛？有的时候很短的。
Just a hop in, hop out.
所以我常说一句话。
So I always say.
短宣都是双程的飞机票来回的。
So the short missionary trip involves two.
真正的长宣。只有买单程的飞机票。
The real long-term missionary trip only has one-way ticket.
当然，现在的宣教士有 furlough， 有赎职的职位，也还要回来啊。
But nowadays the missionaries they have
furlough. 但是也要好几年以后的事情了。
But that happens after many years.
我们要委身基督。
So when we commit to Christ,
不是生鸡蛋。
It's not to just produce eggs each day.
太简单了，太容易了。
That is simple and easy.
这个不是委身啊。
That is not commitment.
就是来参与侍奉罢了。
It is to just to get involved.
真正的委身。
The real commitment.
真正的委身是舍命啊。
The real commitment is to give life, give your life.
所以了解全然的委身是什么意思啊？
So let's understand the total commitment, what it means.
全然为主的委身，哎，怎么还没完了？啊，哦，全然，我们的委身，首先是毫无保留的，其次第二是全然为主的，不是为其他的目的的，没有任何的目的的。
So the life committed to Christ first is to give unreserved.
那么第三节清清楚楚地告诉了我们。
The second one is a total commitment to God.
这个女人是把香膏浇在主的头上。
In verse 3, the scripture told us the woman poured.
看准了她。
Over.
她看准了她侍奉的目标。
So she was clear about the target of her serving.
她是全然为主的。
So she was totally committing to God. She poured,
不是随便浇的
poured the perfume over.
那么第八节第六节
in verse 6,
让我们看到她是把香膏撒在主的身上。
She poured the perfume over Lord's body.
都是主的头跟主的身。
So Lord's head and Lord's body.
但是他是 看准了才侍奉的。
所以呢，
从这一件事情，我们可以引申到第三。
So from this event, we can.
第三的尾声就是把握时机的尾声。
The third point is the commitment, to grasp the opportunity.
Okay, 我们刚才读的是马什么？
马可。
Good. 刚才我们读的是马可福音。你讲到看到马太福音26章那里有同样的记载。
So we were reading Mark chapter 14 earlier, and in Matthew chapter 26 had similar recording.
Right. 那么你看啊，马可福音呢，就是简简单单的说什么？说，耶稣在巴拿尼当大方麻风的家里坐席的时候，就是这么简单。但是马太福音26章7节那里面就加了一个称字放在前面。
In Mark, the recording was a straightforward, quite simple. But in Matthew, in chapter 26, verse 7, it has a word, just a taking the opportunity.
Right. 我们首先是要瞄准的目标啊，坐在主的身上。现在呢是要把握时机，抓住那个侍奉神的那个时机。
The first to have a clear target and targeting the Christ's body.
所以马太福音加了一个趁
next is to take the moment,
趁主耶稣基督做时
机。Grasp the opportunity.
玛利亚就来了，就把这个香膏浇在主的头上。
So while he was reclining at the table, and the woman came and poured.
那回到我们刚才马可福音所读的第八节。
So let's go back to Mark, chapter 14, verse 8.
有这样的记载。
So
玛利亚是带着香膏来，把香膏浇在主耶稣基督的身上，为的是什么呢？预先为主安葬所做的。
So she poured the perfume on Jesus' body beforehand to prepare
预先
for the Lord's burial. Beforehand, here.
为什么是预先呢？
Here, what
因为他已经知道了，那个时候已经临近了主耶稣这个快要受难的。
Because Jesus knew at the time he was close to his time.
清清楚楚的知道。
So Lord knew exactly.
当主耶稣基督受难以后，埋葬以后。
When Lord died and was buried.
在那个时候。
At that moment.
假如他要去把香膏抹在主的身上。
If she was to go at that time.
恐怕他就没有机会了。
And she would not have the opportunity.
因为她知道她的身份。
She knew her position.
她的是一个很普通的女人。
She was just a common,
在那种场合
common woman.
轮不到她。
In that situation,
走出去，把香膏拿出来。
She would not have the opportunity to go out.
抹在主耶稣基督的身上。
Broke the jar and then spread.
她没有那个机会。
On Jesus.
没有那个机会
了，
所以他就预先抓住那个机会，他抓到了，并且呢，我们的主得到了极大的安慰，
and the Lord was greatly comforted.
因为主说这是为我安葬而做的。
The Lord said, "This is a beautiful thing." She did.
被主称赞了。
She did prepare for my burial.
抓住了这个、
she was praised by the Lord.
抓住了这个机会，所以呢，我们呢，啊，归纳一下这两点。
So let's summarize the two points.
首先，我们要搞清楚，我们的侍奉要专注在主的身上，主的事工上。
So first, we need to focus our eyes to serve God.
今天教会也好，机构也好。很多的侍奉没有对准的主，不一定是为主而做的。
Nowadays, many churches or ministries did not focus, do not focus on Jesus.
Yeah, 我可以举很多例子，但是时间不允许。
I have a lot of examples, but for time's sake,
一定要坐在主的身上。
So the key is to do it, focus on God.
我举个例子吧。比如说
，For example,
这个是手枪，手枪。
Assuming this is a gun.
手枪。
Yeah, handgun.
你还不怕？你看，那么我这个里面呢，我这个里面呢，只有一颗子弹。
So this handgun only has one bullet.
我要打死一个人，我要打死这个人。
I want to kill a person.
我要打死这个人，不要怕。那请问，我只有一颗子弹。
If I only had,
我要打死这个人。
If I want to kill someone,
我要打哪里
？Where do I target?
我要把这个子弹瞄准什么地方？脚、心脏哪里？哦，你打到正中要害的地方 ，right here， right here。
So you want to target the most critical
心脏 ？No。
Point。
就是这个是叫做。全然为主要瞄准的那目标。
So this is similar to the target we want to.
只有一颗子弹，不能浪费，没浪费，没得浪费呀、啊。就这么一颗嘛。
Only one bullet. Where do you target?
我想说的是什么呢
？You want to target the most critical point.
今天教会，全世界的教会。
So nowadays.
华人教会，我常说的一句话。
In the Chinese church, I always say.
得天独厚。人力财力丰丰富富。
So the Chinese churches are blessed with the many riches, money and resources.
但是很多人力也好，财富也罢，
even
没有对准目标。
Even they have so much human resources, the manpower or the money,
没有对准目标。
They did not have the target right.
就没有打中要害。
So if the target is not the critical point,
就不是全然
not the most
坐在主的身上。
Important point.
所以我们的委身要瞄准目标。
So our commitment needs to
全然为主
focus our target.
打正那个目标。
Totally committing,
也要抓住时机。
Focusing on the
这个时机来了，你不抓住。
We also need to grasp the opportunity. If the moment comes, you do not grasp, and it's gone.
啊，看看，应该能翻得出来啊。中文的时间跟时机两个字，对不对
？So in Chinese, we talk about.
那么英文也是一样的。
Time
and
opportunity.
Kairos. 啊，大概是那个大概是拉丁话还是希腊话了，但是我们常用的 Kairos. Yeah, opportunity. Okay. Sorry. Yes, she is better. Women is always better. Right. Okay.所以呢，我们要抓住那个时机，时机一错过就没有了。
So we need to grasp the moment.
时间还有。
If that slipped,
但是时机没有了。
Time is still there, but we will lose the opportunity.
就过去了。Okay, 所以呢，这个玛利亚，伯大尼的玛利亚就抓住那个时机。
So the Maria in Bethany grabbed the opportunity at
that
moment.
主耶稣基督坐席的时候
while Jesus
预先摸在主的一身的身上另外一个玛利亚记得吗主耶稣基督复活了谁先去谁先什么人先去总是女人、哦、很厉害 摩大拿的玛利亚，对了，师母。
So there's another Maria.
摩大拿的玛利亚就带了香膏去为主，他要抹香膏在主的尸体上。他做达到他的目的了吗？
So there's the other Maria after.
为什么没有达到目的啊
？Brought a perfume trying to.
主已经。
Jesus' body.
主已经。
Did she achieve that? She did not. Because Jesus already resurrected.
失去了时机。
So she lost the opportunity.
所以我们要把握时机啊！好。
So grasping opportunity.
Okay, 我要加快了。也可以了，应该可以，还有一档一点，呵呵，我很快。我也是把握时间的。
I'm watching my time, trying to.
啊，第四点，最后。
So the last point.
不看环境的回事。
Is the commitment without.
我们侍奉不要看环境。
Without looking at the environment.
首先，我们。首先，我们不要怕人批评。
The first, do not be afraid of being criticized.
今天会众太多喜欢批评牧师。
So there are a lot of people in the in each church.
我不太认识你的牧师。
Church.
所以我不敢批评他。
So I.
你们很认识他喽。
So I don't know much about, I don't know, about know your pastor that well, so I don't want to criticize him. So please do not criticize your pastor.
你听过美国人说的话吗?
Have you ever heard Americans
美国人说,
talking?
牧师跟他的一家人,
pastor and his family.
啊,比如说你的牧师跟师母, 他们四个孩子。他们四个孩子
yeah, for example, pastor and his wife and their four
三男一女
there were three boys and one girl.
我记得很清楚为什么呢
I remember this clearly
因为我们也是四个孩子
because we also have a
我们是三女一男
we have three girls and one boy
说美国人说
so many Americans say
会众们呢都好像整天看牧师他的一家
So the people in the gathering, the folks,
好像是
the pastor's family.
有的人家里面有一个金鱼缸。
It's like someone in someone's home.
金鱼在那个金鱼缸里面游来游去，游来。
You look at the fish swimming in the fish tank.
就整天在看。
You look over.
就看那个牧师他一家是怎么生活的。
And look at how pastor's family is are living their daily life.
千万不要这样做。
Please never do such a thing.
仔细看，找机会去批评。
So don't just focus and trying to criticize.
所以我不敢做牧师。
So I'm afraid.
人家不敢批评我。开玩笑。
So I don't want to be a pastor, so they don't. They will
真的不容易讲，做牧师不容易。
It's not easy to be a pastor.
牧师讲道讲得太长了。
So if a pastor gave a sermon for too long.
有人批评。
And someone will criticize.
讲得太短了。
If it's too short,
不是很好吗？又有人批评。
And there'll be other people criticizing.
我们付了你这么高的讲员费，你只讲四五分钟。
We pay you so much, so
太长不行，太短也不行。
And you only talk so short, so
讲得
too long or too short.
讲得太深了，我听不懂。
If it's too deep, people will not understand.
讲得太简，
if it's
讲得简单一点喽。
Too easy.
这种我们都听过了。
And then people say we have heard about this before.
又被批评。
And so no matter which,
你看难不难呢？做牧师啊。
They get a lot of criticism.
侍奉也是一样哦。你在教会侍奉。
So serving in church.
不管是哪一方面的侍奉。
No matter what which area of the service.
啊，你试试看。
Try it.
你凡是你做错了一件事情。
Whenever you do.
你的同工就会批评你。
Your coworkers will criticize you.
很时常发生的事情。
This is happening quite often.
我们侍奉，不要顾批评，不要怕批评。
So when we serve in the ministry, do not care about
criticism. 因为我们侍奉的目标，
是
对准的主，对准的主的。
Our target is Jesus
Christ. 不是为人的，是为主。
Our service, our purpose is not to serve people, is to serve God.
这是第一点，不顾批评。
So the first point is do not care about criticism.
这个难了，这个就难了，不计代价了。
Is to not count your cost or price.
我们不看环境的卫生是不计代价的。我要举几个例子。
So I gave some examples.
你就知道我什么意思。
So you know what I'm talking about.
有听过这个人的名字吗？
Have you heard of this person?
蛮出名的。
So very famous is Dr. Feng Hao Liu.
冯刘浩。冯浩刘 ，sorry， you're right， 冯刘浩牧师，医生，还不是牧师呢。
So he's a doctor.
他是什么？下面你看得到吗？小字。
So he's an overseas. OMF.
OMF, overseas, OMF, missionary fellowship.
Missionary.
Overseas missionary fellowship.
Okay.
那么 OMF 是什么呢？当然是传道的宣教机构了啊。
So OMF.
那么下面第三行的小字说什么
？So the third line, what does it say? It's a.
他是。
The first.
第一位的华人总干事。
First Chinese.
第一位的华人总干事 ，the first general secretary.
General secretary.
啊不。第一位华人。
Yeah, the first Chinese.
那么这个机构的前身是什么呢
？So, what is the?
就是我刚才所介绍的戴德生，戴德生医生也是医生。哎呀，戴德生医生 Hudson Taylor 的这个机构。
So the previous the same the organization the previous
记得了吗
name was the same organization that Hudson Taylor served.
1856年
So in
1865 Hudson Taylor 到了中国的内地
So Hudson Taylor went to the inland China
成立了中国的内地会
So established the China
China Inland Mission
Missions
共产党来了
And then the Communist Party came.
啊，内地会的宣教士都被赶出来。
So they chased out all the missionaries.
还被屠杀过。
That China Inland Missionary.
那么他们跑到哪里去了
？Some were even killed. So where did they go?
跑到东南亚的各国。
So they went to
台湾、日本、香港、马来西亚都有。
So Taiwan, Japan, Malaysia,
and Indonesia.
And Indonesia.
那么这个机构不能再叫内地会喽。
So the organization's name.
那就改名字喽。
Changed to.
改了名字。
Yeah.
改成什么名字
？OMF.
Yeah.
The name was changed to OMF.
Overseas Missionary Fellowship.
Overseas Missionary Fellowship.
都是 overseas 了。
Overseas.
OK， 懂了啊，这是很一小段的这个宣教历史。那么这个冯医生呢，就是他们的第一任的华人，以前都是英国人。
So the Dr. Feng was the is the first Chinese General Secretary for this.
我很佩服他。
Before that, they were all kind of.
冯医生是香港人。
So Dr. Feng.
香港来的吗？有吗？肯定有啊，没吗
？Do we have people from Hong Kong? Yeah, we have many.
在哪里 ？Hong Kong 嚟嘅，有冇 Hong Kong 嚟嘅？有冇听过啊？冇听过。OK， 这香港很出名的医生。
So Dr. Feng is a.
他夫妇两个人，夫妇两个人都是医生。
So he and his wife are both doctors.
在香港做医生了不起的，对不对啊
？It's a big thing that.
香港两个职业 ，sorry， 香港两个职业是最受尊重的。
In Hong Kong, two professions are.
一个是医生
，the most respected.
另外一个
First one is doctor.
牧师。
The second one is a pastor.
医生，还有呢？啊？
Doctor and
医生，还有用两面啊？ 怎么样？啊？听不懂？
律师 ，lawyer
啊
，lawyer
什么？
律师，律师，
律师。对了，医生跟律师在香港是最受尊重。
Doctor and lawyer, these two professions are most respected in Hong Kong.
冯医生跟他夫人两个都是很成功的医生。
Doctor Feng and his wife are successful doctors in Hong Kong.
但是神感动了咱们两位。
But God moved them, worked in their hearts.
放弃了他们的在香港行医的特权。
So they gave up their privilege to practice medicine.
香港做医生是了不起的。
So in Hong Kong, practicing medicine is a big thing.
对不起啊，你是假如本地的医生，对不起啊，下面那句话你不要听啊。
If you are a doctor in here, just
在美国做医生，
ignore my
你会被告的。
In U.S., if you're a doctor, you may be sued.
你假如今天是在中国内地做医生，
but if you're a doctor in inland China,
会被打的。
They may be beaten.
难道没听过吗？
Have you heard of those horror stories?
但是在香港做医生，
but in Hong Kong,
每个人都尊敬啊。
And doctors are.
所以冯医生跟他的夫人两个人。
So Dr. Feng and his wife.
神呼召他们。
Follow God's calling.
就把他们的业务通通放下，把他们所赚的钱全然的交给了他们的父母。
So they closed their business and practice and gave all the money to their parents.
他父母两个人气得快一点，差不多发疯了。
So his parents were so angry.
气得差一点发疯了，哎呀。
So his parents were so mad with this decision.
你发疯了是吧？好好的做医生，为什么还去做宣教士？
So you are a doctor. That's a great.
并且到了
，Why do you change your mind to become missionary?
到了很困难的地方。
And not just that one, you go to a very bad poor.
向穆斯林宣教。
So go to Pakistan to share gospel to Muslims.
然后六年半以后
，six and a half years later，
他的差会就邀请他做总干事。
So his organization invited him to be the general secretary, and he's still holding that post.
这是第一位啊。
So this is the first one.
哎呀，牧师啊，可不可以手下留神，再给我五分还是？第二位。
The second one.
这个肯定你没有听过。
You might not have heard of him.
哦，在世活了没多少年，看吗？多少年？
So he had only lived a very short life.
很快很短的讲一下，他呢是一个非常优秀的年轻人。
So William Borden was a very excellent you.
中国名字叫做波顿，啊，
波顿，
好，不重要了。他呢是富二代，所谓现在叫做富二代，非常有钱。
He came from.
所以从小就念那个最贵族学校。
He was, he was attending very
prestigious private
schools.
小学、中学一直到大学。
From elementary.
大学当然是最名贵的。先到 Yale.
So he attended.
先到 Princeton.
He attended.
先到 Princeton. 后来到 Yale.
And then Yale.
在 Yale 的时候。
While at Yale.
神呼召他。
God called him.
要做宣教士。
Called him to be a missionary. 并且
很清楚要到中国去做宣教士。
So it was very clear to send him to China.
更清楚的是要他去中国的甘肃省做宣教士。
Even clearer that he was sent to
甘肃省的穆斯林当中传福音。
So he was sent to preach gospel among the Muslims in Gansu province.
So William Borden 就先去学语言。
So William Borden started
the
learning language. Start learning Arabic.
他就到了沙特阿拉伯。
So he went to Saudi Arabia.
在 Cairo 学语言。
And studied the language.
很不幸运的，在 Cairo 生了病。
So in Cairo, then in
生了一个很怪的病。
So he was he became sick, a strange disease.
Spinal meningitis. 英文不知道，中文不懂。
Spinal meningitis, you know.
Spinal meningitis。
Spinal meningitis 可能
很短的时间就过世了。
脊髓脑炎。
你看看他活了多少年
？So he、he died from that disease.
这个数学快的，算数快的，马上算出来了。
26 years old.
啊，不管了啊。那么他留下了三句话。
So he left three.
不是一气， 不是一口气说的，三个不同的时段说的，不保留。
No reserves.
不退缩。
No retreats.
不什么？
No regrets. 不后悔。
不后悔。他留下了这三句话。
So he left the three.
这三句话影响了成千上万。
Three sayings that affected thousands of young people.
走上了宣教的工程。
That went on the journey to be missionaries.
后来有人写他的传记，传记。
Later, someone was writing.
那传记里面有一句话。传记里面说了一句话。
When they talk about.
那句话是怎么说的？神在他的身上成全了一件他自己做不了的事。
God accomplished something in him that he could not accomplish himself.
他自己能征召成千上万的宣教士上工厂吗？
Can he,
不太可能。
Can he summon all the thousands of people to go to missionary field?
但是因为这三句话
But because of this
three sentences, 感动了成千上万的年轻人
that moved thousands of young people,
就上了工厂
and went on the journey to be missionaries.
这个是宣教历史当中的一个很出名的事情。
So this is a high point, a very famous event in the history of a missioner.
这个是毫不保留的委身。
So this is a no reserve, the commitment with no
reserve. 我们的委身是不可有保留的。
So our commitment should not have any reserves.
我常常问我自己，做到了吗？
So I always ask myself, have I accomplished this?
我不敢考你，我刚才已经打出来给你看过，但是我相信你不会记得。我侍奉那个济国划船。
So my the organization
有一个信念
，our conviction. We have a conviction.
为己无所 ，good. 为己无所求。For self, nothing I seek.
For self, nothing I seek.
侍奉的时候。
For Lord, nothing I reserve.
I seek nothing. 我不求名，不求利，这是全然的回事。那么下面那句呢？为主无所留啊 ，Very good 啊。那我做到了吗？你不敢讲，你不知道吗？我做到了吗
？So have I accomplished this one?
没有，怎么点这么头啊
？No, I have not accomplished this.
No, 我不敢说我做到了。
So
我更不敢问牧师你做到了吗？
I cannot say I accomplished that one.
为己无所求，我做到了。
So do not seek anything for self. That one I accomplished.
做到了。你是见证人。Yeah, 我做到了。我在那个三个机构，牧师查到了吗？我的职位是什么？
So I served in three organizations. What is my
position? 我所侍奉的三个机构。
I served in the three positions, three
organizations. 我知道，但是牧师手下留情的。下面是一段休息的时间嘛？呀，我不休息了吗？啊？啊？
副总干事 ，the vice general.
再说一次。
Secretary.
副总干事。
Vice General,
这三个机构都一样 ，Yeah， Yes, yes. 难道我没有做总干事的资格吗？
So does it mean like I don't have the qualification to be general secretary?
我做总干事的资格是足足有余。
I have more than enough to serve.
那为什么不做呢？
As a general secretary, why didn't I do it?
今天不讲这个了。不是谦卑，不仅是谦卑，我是讲经济学的。
So it's not just being humble. That's economics.
等下你来主日学，也许会提到。
So if you join the Sunday school, you may.
我就甘愿做副总干事。
I am willing to be.
我不求总干事的位置。
General secretary.
好多次了，我有人推我出来。
So many people recommended me.
我没有做。
To be general secretary, but I did not accept.
我不求那个位置。
I did not seek that position.
所以我可以说为主无所求。
So I can say to myself that I did not seek.
为主无所留。
For Lord's sake.
我不敢说我求。做到了。
But I cannot say I have done the second point.
最后呢，我问你两个问题，但是我想我就不再回答了，已经超过很多时间了。你就想想吧，啊，多多的思想。
So the next, I leave a question for you to think.
你今天在教会有侍奉，并且有的侍奉的很久了，也非常的忙碌。你是不是真正的掌握到了真主王权的侍奉呢？
So in many people probably have served a long time. Have you grasped the meaning of respect
the king? 你是不是把侍奉主的目标抓准了呢？
Have you target your serving?
你是不是真正称主为主？
Have you really called Lord the Lord?
Yes, 因为美国人说的很好听， if he's not Lord of all and he's notLord at all.
英文讲，如果他不是所有的主，他就不是任何的主。
嗯。那么你在生活当中有行出来吗？
So have you lived out this one in your life?
有困难吗？
Do you have a
好好的思想，好好的思想。我知道你很忙碌。
I know you're all busy, but think deeply about this one.
你知道，我知道你在教会里面很忙碌。
I know you're all busy.
那是不是真正的就是等于委身基督呢？
You are busy. Does it mean like you are committed to Christ?
那假如不是，委身基督是什么意思呢？
So if it's not the case, then what does it mean to be committed to Christ?
我最后强调一句话，就是最后写的，委身基督不是一个观念，委身基督不是一个口号。
So committed to Christ is not just a concept, it's not just a slogan.
不是一个意念，说我要委身基督。
It's not just a thought.
不是嘴巴讲的。
It's not just a talking.
你要行出来。
You need to live it out.
因为委身基督是我们的生活方式啊。
Committing to Christ is our lifestyle.
我们每天的呼吸，我们呼吸很正常的。
Just like our breathing each day.
主为我们成全了多少啊！
How much has the Lord accomplished?
神要我们委身于他。
Lord asks us to commit to Him, to be committed.
他对我们的要求过多了吗？
Did He ask too much from us?
要清清楚楚啊！我不属我自己了。
So let's be clear, we do not belong to ourselves.
我们都是属主的。
We belong to Lord.
Whether you like it or not.You belong to the Lord.
不管你喜欢不喜欢，你是属神的。
所以我们委身基督是一个生活的方式。
So committing to Christ is a lifestyle.
求主帮助我们。我们
We ask God to help us. Let's pray.
主啊，谢谢你在这里，让我们有思想你的话语的这个美好的时光。
Lord, thank you for giving us the beautiful time to think about your words.
让我们再一次在这个时候，能够再一次的思想到主你为我们所成全的一切。
So when we in our service, Lord, help us to meditate on what you have done for us.
是吧？当我们每一次想到你的大爱的时候
，Whenever we think about your great love.
那么长阔高深的爱。
That love that's so high and deep and long and wide.
我们用我们有限的头脑。
We use our limited head.
是无法测度的。
And we cannot comprehend.
但是你就把你的爱赐给了我们。
But you have given us your love.
舍身流血也是为了我们。
You gave your body, gave your blood for us.
我们今天是全然属你的。
So today we belong to you.
就求主今天用你自己的话语。
Lord, we ask for you give us your own words.
你已经亲自向我们说了。
You have a talk. You know,
要我们委身于你。
You talk to us and asking us to be committed to you.
让我们全然的委身于你。
To be totally committed to you.
要我们毫无保留的委身于你。
To be committed to you with no reservation.
我们如此行只有一个目的啊。
We do this for one purpose only.
就是要回报你的大爱。
Is to repay your great love.
要满足你的心愿。
To satisfy your heart.
求主听我们的祷告。
We ask Lord to listen to our prayers.
奉主的名求的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.